The Gemara teaches in Psachim and in Erevin that Muftach Len Yisrael, that the Jewish people are promised that Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, who's coming to tell about the coming of Mashiach, Yisrael or Muftach, were promised that Eliyahu HaNavi will not come an Erev Shabbos and not an Erev Yontiv. And as Rashi explains, Mipnei HaTorach, because we're busy preparing, for Shabbos and busy preparing for Yontiv, Friday and Erev Yontiv is not a good time for Elijah the prophet to come and tell that the Mashiach's coming. And then there's another place that says that on Shabbos also Eliyahu HaNavi, that Elijah the prophet can't come, because on Shabbos there's a problem with traveling. There's a problem of traveling, Yisr Tchumen, there's an issue of going traveling long distances, so he can't come not on Friday and not on Shabbos. This, by the way, is the reason that the minhag, the custom of Jews, is on Motzei Shabbos, by Havdalah, when Shabbos is over, we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi. We sing a lot about the prophet Elijah, because it's the first time of the week after Friday and Shabbos that he couldn't come, that Eliyahu HaNavi could come again, officially. So that's why we sing about on Motzei Shabbos. But the famous question is asked, that seemingly, don't we say that achak elei b'chol yom sheyavai? Don't we say that we believe and we wait for Mashiach to come every single day? How could the sages say that he can't come on Friday and on Shabbos? So already the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz in the Kresu Plesi, they both answer that we know that the Talmud says that b'ita chishena, there's a set time for the redemption to happen, even if we don't repent, even if we don't deserve, even if we don't cause the redemption to happen, that's Be'ita. But then there's Achishena, that the Jewish people, through our calling out to Hashem and wanting Mashiach, we could actually make Mashiach come earlier than its set time. We could hasten the coming of the redemption. And so these Achreinim say that the Ita, the set time of Mashiach, if it's going to be the set time that God fixed, the last time, so to speak, that can't be on Friday or Shabbos or Erev Yontiv. But Achishena, if we hasten the coming of Mashiach, that could be any time Achakle b'chol yom sheva, that a Jew has to wait and hope that our anticipation could cause Mashiach to come any day, even on Shabbos and Yontiv. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe added that it was said a couple of times, he said, that first of all, when it comes to our preparing for Shabbos, he says Jews will be meichel, even though we already prepared the kugel and everything, will be meichel on the kugel and the chol and the bia, at least Mashiach should come. And if you have a kasha, but it's a tchumen and all these other shilas, the Rebbe said many times, when Mashiach comes, he's going to come with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu answers all questions. Tishbi, Taratz, Kushis, Vibayis, Teiku, Elijah the prophet will answer all our Talmudic questions. So he'll answer that question too. We believe Mashiach will come. He could come anytime. And if you have a question, the Gemara seems to say he can't come Friday and Shabbos, so Eliyahu HaNavi, Mashiach will answer the Kasha when he comes. The Kloizenberger Rebbe Zecherein Levracha said that this whole question could have only been hundreds of years ago. But Bezman is it today, it's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh. That Mashiach should come, that the redemption should come as a matter of life and death. First of all, physically, the Kloizenberger Rebbe was talking at a time when physically Jews' lives were in danger, but even today, unfortunately, Jews' lives are in danger in many places in the world. And certainly spiritually, when every day the Jews were losing people to assimilation, etc., it's mamish pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So the Kloizenberger Rebbe said, for sure he could come, even on Shabbos and Yontev, pikuach nefesh is doicha. And finally, I saw a beautiful var from the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe. The Pnei Menachem says that, what does the Gemara mean that we were promised that Mashiach won't come Pnei HaTorach because we're busy preparing? What's the big promise over here? We'll all be fine eating a piece of herring or something we have in the house. We have to be promised. Muftachlen, we're promised that Mashiach won't come Erev Shabbos. So the Pnei Ger Rebbe said that it means Erev Shabbos means preparing ourselves for redemption. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv doesn't literally just mean Erev Shabbos. Erev Yontiv, it means when we're still preparing ourselves, we're getting ourselves ready and prepared for redemption. We're promised that Mashiach comes, will not come until we're prepared and we're ready for that Yom Shekula Shabbos, that eternal Shabbos, which is redemption. And that's Mipnei HaTorach, because we have to busy ourselves to prepare ourselves for redemption, to make ourselves roi and fitting to be able to go through the eternal Shabbos. So the Torah is, Hashem promises that He won't interrupt our preparations, how we prepare ourselves to be ready for the Shabbos of redemption. For God promised that all Jews will be redeemed, l'bal yidach mimenu nidach. But again, I think also that everyone would agree that bezman hazeh, I don't think anyone thinks that if Mashiach will be pushed off a bit, we'll do better. Things will get better and we'll prepare ourselves better. Klal Yisrael situation in the world is not getting better, not in Gashmis and not in Ruchnias. So I think, according to everyone, we're Meichel also on this schus to prepare ourselves better. According to all Shitas, Mashiach could come on Friday, could come on Shabbos, could come any moment, and we have to hope for that. And the most important thing, that he should come already. We should dance with Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi in Yerushalayim this Shabbos. A good Shabbos.